Module 9, Delivering Your Speech, Part 1. A few simple steps can help you improve the delivery of your presentation. Start off strong by preparing an opening that will capture the audience's attention. Learn how to use visual aids effectively. Check the volume of your voice. Practice beforehand to check running time, but not to the point where it is automatic. As long as you have the confidence to use the room to your advantage and have your ideas straight in your head, the presentation really will take care of itself for most of the time. You will find that simply through saying it and hearing it often enough, your speech will evolve to a point where you can make slight adjustments on the spot and where necessary without it becoming confusing. Starting off on the right foot. The opening of a presentation has two purposes: to capture the audience's attention, to introduce the subject of the presentation. The opening should be very brief, in most cases 1 to 2 minutes. In that short span of time, you need to present yourself and your topic in a way that will make your audience want to pay attention. In planning your opening, go back to your analysis of your audience. An effective opening convinces your audience that what you are going to say will be worth their time and attention. If you lose them in the first 2 minutes, there is not much you can do to get them back with you. In some ways, the presentation's most important element is its introduction. There are many things you can do to catch the audience's attention. Taking into account that a presentation is generally a quite formal setting, this number is maybe slightly reduced in terms of what you can do to catch the audience's attention and keep your job. However, if you work on getting the opening right, you will find that your presentations receive the attention they deserve, and that you will be able to hone them to the point where you become a very skilled presenter. It is worth opening with a bold statement. The statement may be controversial, to the extent that it is something you believe and that some in the audience may disagree with. Controversy, in this case, is more to do with slight differences of opinion than saying something which will offend people. But it is fine to open with a statement along the lines of, X is something which is absolutely essential to the running of a business, where X stands for something that, up to now, many people may not have agreed was essential. Follow this up by saying, I know many of you may not agree with me, but this is what I plan to prove to you here and now. Making a statement which requires backing up will draw the attention of the audience as they listen in to see how you will back it up. You will also have introduced your subject and can then follow up with a few lines about how opinions have differed on the subject, but people with more years in the business than you have had very positive, complimentary things to say about it. In some cases, it may be beneficial to write the opening statement for your presentation after you have written the rest of it, as this allows you to make your statement chime with what you are going to say. Using visual aids. Visual aids are able to clarify data that may be difficult for the audience to grasp from a verbal presentation alone. Charts and graphs are especially helpful for this purpose. Highlight your main ideas. Help your audience remember your main ideas. Many studies have shown that an audience remembers the main points of a presentation longer if the speaker uses visual aids. Signal transitions between major sections of your presentation. Shorten meetings. If handled properly, visual aids can shorten meetings by allowing the speaker to spend less time clarifying and repeating the main points of the presentation. One study has shown that presentations that include visual aids are more persuasive than presentations that do not. There is some dispute over whether the use of visual aids is simply a gimmick to cover the fact that a presentation does not say very much, an accusation of style over substance, and there are certainly cases where this happens. But the coherent use of visual aids will make a presentation more memorable to the audience and will allow the presenter to make his or her points more completely. Getting it right can be difficult, but if you get it right, the payoff can be huge. Try to avoid simply copying the visual aids you have seen used before. If you have seen them, then the chances are that your audience will have seen them too. If they were successful then, the audience will be prone to think back to that presentation and either ignore yours or constantly compare the two. If they were unsuccessful, then it is unlikely that they will suddenly have become more effective. It is best to think of visual aids after you have written the presentation, as this will allow you to think of a coherent uniting factor between the elements you wish to illustrate. If you can think of a visual aid that can be used interactively, then so much the better. One obstacle which presenters find they run into is the difficulty of saying something that has not been said before, or in a way in which it has never been said. By achieving this, you will create a situation where your audience will refer back to your presentation as, "Remember the time when?" Having this kind of memorable impact can make your presentation a lot more effective. It should, however, not be all that people remember. Over-reliance on visual aids will simply lead to your broader message falling on deaf ears. Checking the volume of your voice. The more people there are in a room, the louder you will have to speak. People make noise unintentionally by moving around in their seats or shuffling papers. If you find that you have to shout to make yourself heard in the back of the room, then you need a microphone. Overall, though, conference rooms tend to be built in order to allow a presenter's voice to carry. The difficulty of getting your voice to just the right volume for a presentation is made by the fact that there are multiple rows of people viewing the presentation. In this case, it is important to take account of the seating arrangements. Before you say anything else in a presentation, it may be a good idea to ask, in the voice you intend to use for the presentation, whether everyone can hear you clearly. The element of balance is again important here. Speakers who are too quiet will have the obvious disadvantage that their listeners genuinely cannot hear them, as well as the fact that they will appear nervous and not in command. This does not excuse going too far in the opposite direction, which will lead people to consider you brash and overconfident, and either consciously or subconsciously gives less weight to your views. Shouting distorts the voice, and it is a simple fact that something which is shouted will not be heard as clearly as something of a similar length which is spoken powerfully from the middle of the chest. Also bear in mind that if you plan to move around the venue, you will need to make adjustments at times to ensure that your voice carries the extra distance. Case study. Russell did everything but sigh as he sat down to attend yet another presentation. He had gone to so many in the past week that they were all starting to blur together. The speaker stepped up to the front of the room. Russell prepared himself for yet another boring meeting. The presenter said, "What's the most embarrassing things your kids have ever said out loud?" Russell perked up, as did the rest of the audience. The presenter smiled and said, "There are some things we'll always remember, whether we want to or not." In a similar way, your memory can work for you to help your clients, your sales numbers, and yourself. The rest of the presentation was just as great as the opening. Russell found out the name of the presenter so that he could sign up for other trainings offered by the same person.